Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Dave Sutton's here. Dave's back. He's been with us before on the show. It's been a long time, but we're glad he's here. He's a leading authority on marketing, especially helping people put their best foot forward and make sure that they are leading the charge, being back in the pack and being run over. And he's got a new program that he wants to talk to us about today. That's the title of his new book, Transformational Marketing. And I'm asking him to join us and tell us about what that means. Dave Sutton, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be back.
It's good to have you back. So transformational marketing, I got to be honest, it almost sounds like homework. Tell us about it.
It is hard. Well, definitely it's hard work. Because it forces you to think about the world of how you connect with your customers in a very different way.
Right. So what is transformational marketing?
Well, I mean, let me start by kind of contrasting it. And I know you've written about this in your book, you know, The Age of the Customer. You know, at some point, maybe 9-10 years ago, we saw a dramatic shift of power in the marketing field, where it used to be that the brand and the company really controlled a lot of the dialogue and the, yep. you know, the actual content. And with the advent of social media, and I don't know if it was in the 07, 08, 09 time frame.
I marketed 08, but either one of those years, 07, 08, 09, either one of those works.
Yep. Dramatic turning point for marketers, because a lot of the power and a lot of the content ownership kind of shifted to the customer. And so we kind of in our business make a distinction between transactional marketing and what my book title is, transformational marketing. And here's the big distinction, Jim. On the transactional side, a lot of marketing has always been focused on really maximizing the efficiency and the volume of sales that you get, more so than really connecting with the customer in a remarkable way, you know, and giving them a great experience.
As you said, not relationship, but transactional.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, what we're finding is that and again, these things are not mutually exclusive. You know, I'm not saying don't advertise and try to get your word out there through transactional marketing, but transformational marketing is really a deeper level of connection with the customer and meets them on their terms, as opposed to interrupting their life, like so much advertising and these pop-up ads and things that we see, you know, literally thousands of images every day.
Well, one of the things that I've been talking about, Dave, and is the foundation of my book, is that what the thing you talked about that was the past, so to speak. That was basically when we all had to be competitive. And we still have to be competitive. Nobody's going to pay you more than they should. But it seems to me that transformational marketing, part of that is another way of, another way of saying it is, it's not enough anymore just to be competitive. Because there are decisions being made about you to rule you in or out before people even know if you are competitive or not. And I think that's when you talk about this other layer, this other level, that's what you're talking about, isn't it?
That's right. I mean, and I think you put your finger right on it. In fact, Google coined this phrase, the zero moment of truth, several years ago. And what that really speaks to is all of the touch points that someone has with your company or with your brand before you literally touch them, before you literally have an interaction with them. And they've already, in many cases, they've already formed an opinion of you based on an online review or word of mouth or a search keyword, right? And as a result, you don't really have a lot of control over that zero moment of truth, because quite honestly, someone else is pulling the strings.
Well, that's exactly right. And so what are you doing? How are you applying this understanding, this truth that you're talking about? How are you applying solutions to that?
Well, we have an approach. Again, the transformational marketing approach is one where we truly believe that you've got to start by giving people a reason to care about you at all, right? And a reason to listen. And then beyond that, putting the strategy and systems in place to make sure that you are controlling the how your story is being told. It's not that you're going to always be able to be there in the moment of truth with your mm-hmm. customer, but you do need to find ways to listen and be aware of what's being said about your brand, and also put the mechanisms in place to truly have a conversation with your customer on their terms. One of the things we joke about in our business, Jim, is we say, you know, it used to be that the brand was the hero, right? I mean, you know, it mm-hmm. was that refreshing beverage that, you know, made you feel better and, you know, made you look like a star. Today, that's insufficient. You've got to create a story where the customer is the hero.
Right.
And really, they want to be not only part of your story, but they want to tell your story and advocate on your behalf.
So that's a big part of the transformational, is one of the three S's, right? The story.
That's correct, yes.
It's their story and your story, right?
Exactly. I mean, the best stories, if you think about it, the best stories, even stories you tell your friends, your golfing buddies, whatever, you know, always have a way of being inclusive, right? So it's not just what happened to you in your life. It's
right.
What happened to you, how that influenced others, how others became a part of that story. And then ideally, the best stories and, you know, jokes are the best examples of this. People want to retell it, right? They want to tell about, hey, you know, Jim told me this funny story, and
right.
This is how I, you know, how I've interpreted it in my life. And so story has become a really, it's the rallying cry right now for marketers, because it's the way to break through the clutter. You know,
well, we've all, and the truth is, this is not something new, Dave, because 40 years ago, I hate to say those numbers, but more than 40 years ago, I was taught how to close using the similar situation close. And a similar situation close is nothing more than telling people a story. And in my life, I've made more money using the similar situation close than any other close of the 13 big ones. I've used that one more than any of them.
Yeah.
People, we're analog, gregarious beings. We like to hear stories.
Exactly right. And yeah, there's nothing new, you know, philosophically or structurally about storytelling. I mean, it's as old as the human being, right? We have
right.
told stories over the campfire for years and years and years. The difference is that we now, again, because of the democratization of media, meaning, you know, we've got a lot of different ways of getting our own stories
right.
into the marketplace, you've got to be that much more mindful about how that story is told,
right.
because a lot of times you lose control of the story.
Hey, Dave, well, I need your website, please.
Yeah, toprightpartners.com.
Toprightpartners.com. Can they find out more about your book there?
Yes.
And Transformational Marketing.
Yep.
And it's
download
right there.
A free copy.
Ooh, all right. Free copy. We like free copies. Folks, there you go. Who loves you? That's all I got to say. 20 after, right back with Jim Blasingame. And
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.